It's hard to believe that 2006 is almost over.
很难相信, 2006年快要结束了。
So 2007 is a new beginning for all of us to get ourselves closer to God.
那2007年也是我们重新与神接近的开始。
So this is the time that we have to make a new motivation, a new goal, so we can be closer to Heavenly Father.
那我们应该有新的鼓励，新的 目标，然后让与神更加接近。
So we need to forget what happened in 2006.
我们要忘记2006年发生的事。
Even though some of us we didn't draw ourselves closer to God as we wanted to, but we have to forget about it.
就算我们2006年没有努力的与神亲近，我们还是要把它忘了。
And for those of us who are close to God, 2006 we need to be even closer.
那我们如果2006年已经有努力与神亲近的话，我们2007年要更亲近。
So it's one good thing about the New Year.
这就是过年的好处。
New Year, new beginning.
过年就是代表新的开始。
New Year, new life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
过新年就是与在神里面要有新的生命。
So this morning, I would like to continue with you to study the 7 I Am of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我们要继续查考主耶稣基督的教训。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
我们翻开约翰福音11章。
John chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰福音11章25节。
John chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰福音11章25节。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. So the last four Saturday I was here with you, we have studied the four I am of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们前四个安息日，当我在这里的时候，与大家查考主耶稣的四个我是。
So the first I am, he say, I am the bread of life.
第一个耶稣基督的我是，就是我是生命的。
And whoever believe in me shall never hunger.
信我的人并永不饥饿。
And the second I am, he said, I am the light of the world.
那第二个就是耶稣说，我是世上的光。
Whoever follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
跟随我的人并不会在黑暗中行走，而会有生命之光。
And the third I am, he said, he is the door.
那第三个我是，就是说我是生命的门。
And whoever enter through him, he will be safe.
从我这边进入的人都会得救。
And the fourth, seven I am, is he said that he is the good shepherd.
第四个耶稣的我是，就是说我是好牧人。
The good shepherd died for a sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
So this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed the fifth proclamation.
那今天早上呢，我们可以看到耶稣基督提出了第四个的声明。
He said, "I am." 第五个声明。 He said, "I am the resurrection and life."
他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And we know this is truly a great proclamation.
我们都知道这是一个很大的宣言。
Because no one in the world can ever proclaim this kind of proclamation.
因为这世界上并没有任何一个人可以这样子的讲自己。
But our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He proclaimed this because He is God Himself.
那我们耶稣基督可以这样说，因为他就是神。
That's why for us as a chosen people, we need to truly understand who Jesus is.
所以我们选民。 在我们对我们选民来讲，我们一定要深入的了解耶稣是谁。
If we do not understand that He is the true and living God, then truly when we live our life, we don't live our life to, you know, to the fullest.
如果我们不能了解他是得救的神，生命的神，那我们过日子的时候就不能完全把这个神的生命活出来。So
for example, if we do not eat the bread of life,
比如说我们没有吃生命的粮，
we cannot see that He is the light of the world.
我们也看不到神是生命的光。
If we do not see that He is the light of the world, then we do not see that He is the door of salvation.
那如果我们看不见神是世上的光的话，那我们也看不到得救之门。
And if we cannot see the door of salvation, then we don't see that He is the good shepherd that died for every single one of us.
那看不到得救之门，我们也无法了解耶稣基督是好牧人。
But then if we do not know that He is a good shepherd, then we don't realize that He is also the resurrection and life.
那如果我们不知道耶稣是好牧人的话，我们也不能了解到他是生命与复活。That's
why this new year is a good beginning for us.
所以新年是一个对我们来讲好的开始。It's
a year that truly for us to understand that our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God.
所以新的一年，我们要更深入的了解耶稣基督是真神。
So during this time, why did our Lord proclaim that He is the resurrection and life?
那在这里为什么耶稣要 说复活在我生命也在我呢？
We know during this time that one of the family that he loved, and Lazarus, he had passed away.
我们知道这个故事是耶稣所爱的那家人拉撒路他过世了。
So during that time, as he come to Lazarus' house, many people weep for him.
所以他耶稣来到拉撒路的家的时候，很多人都为了拉撒路在哀哭。
So during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ told the family that your brother shall live again.
所以那时候，耶稣基督与他的姐妹说：“你的兄弟必要再活下去。”
Even though Martha knows that our Lord Jesus Christ will resurrect people again on the end days,
就是虽然马大知道耶稣基督在末日必叫死人复活
，but during that time she did not believe that Lord Jesus Christ can resurrect Lazarus right now and right there during that time.
可是她那时候还不相信耶稣基督可以当时就可以让拉撒路复活。
That's why during that time our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the resurrection and life."
所以那时候耶稣要对他们强调复活在我。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And then verse 26 says, "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe in this?
那第二十六节，耶稣接着说：“凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。”你信这话吗
？So during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ asked Martha, "Do you believe that I am the resurrection and life?"
那时候，耶稣在问马大说：“你相信我就是复活的神吗
？”Whoever lives and die in me shall never die.
活着信我的人，并永远不死。
And she asked, "Do you believe in this?"
那耶稣问马大说：“你信这话吗
？”Actually, this question is also for every single one of us.
那这个耶稣的问题也是对着我们所有的人提出的。
Do we truly believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is the resurrection and life?
我们真的相信耶稣是复活是生命吗
？But if we truly believe that he is the resurrection and life, then truly we'll live our life to be draw ourselves closer to him.
如果我们真的相信的话，那我们过生活的时候就会表现出来与神亲近。
Because on the end days, no one can resurrect us.
因为在末日的时候，没有任何一个人可以让我们复活。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有我们的主耶稣基督。
But our Lord Jesus Christ not only have the power at the end days, he also have the power right now to resurrect us.
可是耶稣基督不只可以在末日让我们复活，他现在也有能力让我们复活。
So you can see during the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, he's resurrected three people.
所以我们看到在耶稣传道的过程中，他使三个人复活。
And these three people's death, their death, pretty much it is in progression.
那这三个人的死呢，也都是有进展性的。
For example, let's go to the first death that our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected.
我们现在看我们第一个耶稣让死人复活的事。
So the book of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
The book of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 52.
第八章第五十二节。
8, verse 52.
路加福音八章五十二节。
Now all who wept and mourned for her, but he said, "Do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeping." Verse 53.
53节。
And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. Verse 54.
54节。
But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Verse 55.
55节。
Then his spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she was given something to eat. So we can see here in chapter 8, verse 52 to verse 55, a little girl have died.
我们可以看到路加福音八章五十二节到五十五节，这里有一个小女孩死了。
So during the time, the little girl's father went to seek for Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候，小女孩的父亲去找耶稣。
So when he was on his way, many people went to meet him, say, "Do not bother the master, but rather your daughters already have died."
那很多人都对父亲说：“不要麻烦夫子了，你的女儿已经过世了。
”But our Lord Jesus Christ told them, "She only asleep."
可是耶稣基督对他们说，这小女孩只是睡着了。
So during that time, the little he asked the little girl to arise, and then she arose.
那时候耶稣基督叫小女孩起来了，那小女孩她就起来了。
So we know this little girl, she only died recently.
我们知道那小女生是刚死。
So our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected her from the dead.
那耶稣基督就把她让她从死里复活。
So maybe in a Jewish culture, because if you die only 3 days,They feel or they think that the spirit is still in that person.
所以，如果叫以犹太人的传统信仰话，就刚死三天之内，他们认为灵魂还是在身体里的。
So maybe during the time that her spirit, they believe that her spirit did not depart from her yet. So that's why she be able to resurrect again.
所以这件事情，他们可以想说，哦，那个小女孩的灵魂还没离开她，所以活过来很容易。
Let's all go see the second resurrection.
那我们再看第二个复活的神迹。
Chapter 7, Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
chapter 7 verse 12.
路加福音第七章十二节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 12.
路加福音七章十二节。
And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her, was 13.
十三节。
When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, Do not weep, was 14.
十四节。
Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say to you, arise, was 15.
十五节。
So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. So we know that during this time that this young man, he was already in a coffin to be buried, but our Lord Jesus Christ was able to resurrect him.
所以我们看得出来这里这个年轻人他已经放在棺材里要准备去埋葬了，可是耶稣让他复活。
So you can see this young man's death is more worse than the little girl's death.
所以这个年轻人的死比小女孩的死再要严重一点。
Because the little girl's death maybe is only recently.
因为小女孩那时候是刚死。
But the young man's death is already, you know, maybe been a couple of days already. So they have to put him in a coffin ready to bury him.
可是年轻人的死可能已经过了几天了，他们要把他去埋葬。
So nevertheless, our Lord Jesus Christ be able to resurrect him.
可是我们耶稣基督还是可以让他复活。
And then we come to the third resurrection.
那我们再看第三个复活的事情。
So we know the third resurrection is Lazarus himself.
我们知道第三件就是拉撒路自己。
Let's go back to John chapter 11.
我们回到约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
Verse 39.
第三十九节。
Chapter 11 verse 39.
约翰福音十一章三十九节。
Jesus said, "Take away the stone, Martha, the sister of him who was dead." Said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he was dead already for 4 days."
第三十九节，耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”
Actually, during this time, Lazarus already been dead for 4 days when our Lord Jesus Christ arrived to his tomb.
所以当耶稣基督来到他的坟前的时候，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
So that's why during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ told Martha to take away the stone.
所以那时候耶稣叫马大说：“把石头挪开。”
But he said to him, "He's already been dead for 4 days, so his body must be very smelly."
可是马大对他说：“已经死了四天了，身体必然腐败。”
Because in Jewish culture, they believe after a person died for 3 days, they are no longer the soul is inside their body.
因为犹太人相信说，人死了三天以后，灵魂就不在身体里了。
But during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ was able to resurrect Lazarus.
可是在这时候，耶稣还是有办法让拉撒路复活。
So you can see that in each stage of this death, it gets worse and worse.
所以我们看得出这三个复活的神迹，每一次都是越来越严重。
But nevertheless, through the voice of Christ, He reached all three of them to resurrect them again.
可是耶稣基督的声音可以达到他们在灵魂的灵魂，让他们复活。
But actually, even though our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected three people during that time,
虽然我们耶稣基督当时让三个人复活
，but they will die again.
可是他们还是会要死。
But for us, it's very different.
对我们来讲却是不同。
For those of us who have been baptized into Christ,
我们在耶稣基督里面受洗的人
，spiritually we've been resurrected again.
我们在灵里面已经复活了。
And now that we are born again,
我们是重生的。
We have the hope to live for eternity.
我们有永生的盼望。
One day Lazarus will die.
有一天拉撒路会死。
Actually, by this time he already died.
其实他那时候我们也看得出来他已经死
了。But for us, because our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected us from a spiritual death.
可是耶稣基督可以让我们从灵里的死亡。
Even though physically we can die.
身体我们必会死。
But spiritually we will live forever.
可是在灵里面我们必得永生。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and life.
所以那时候耶稣说复活在我生命也
在我。He who believes in me, though he may die in this life,But he shall live again for the life to come.
信我的人在这世上虽然要死，可是却要活。
And he who believes, and he who ever lives in this life and believe in him shall never die spiritually.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，那是灵里的。
And then he asks us, "Do we believe in this?"
那耶稣基督问我们大家，我们信这话吗
？Actually, for us, if we do not believe in this, we would never come to church and worship God.
其实说真的，我们如果不相信这话的话，我们也不会来教会敬拜神。
We need to believe on the end days that Lord Jesus Christ will come back to take us.
我们要相信在末日的时候，耶稣基督会回来领我们回去。
And those of us who already died, He will resurrect us again.
那些已经过世的信徒，耶稣基督也会让他们
复活。And those of us who are still alive, our mortal body will transform to a mortal body.
那到时候，凡活着的信徒。 肉身也要转变成为灵体。
Then all of us will meet in the midst of the air.
那我们所有的人都要在空中相见。
To meet our Lord Jesus Christ.
跟我们的主耶稣基督相见。
We truly need to believe in this.
我们要真心的相信这一点。
If we do not believe in this, then we have no strength truly to live through this life.
如果我们不相信的话，我们活在这世上就没有力量了。
Because this life is full of suffering.
因为这世上的日子很苦。
You can see every single day many people die in this world.
我们可以看到每天很多人都在这世上死去。
Some people die from starvation.
有些人饿死。
Some people die from other people killing them.
有些人被人杀害。
So that's why in this life is full of vanity.
所以这世上是充满着虚空的。
And this life is full of suffering.
这世上充满了受苦难。
But the hope that we have is in the heavenly places.
可是我们的盼望是在天上。
So why is our Lord is be able to be the resurrection and life?
所以为什么基督耶稣可以做是我们的复活跟
生命呢？ Why nobody in the history of the world can proclaim this kind of proclamation?
为什么在历史上没有任何一个人可以讲这自己是生命跟复活呢？
Because the day that our Lord Jesus Christ died.
因为当耶稣基督死的时候。
The day that he crucified himself on the cross.
他把自己放在十字架的时候。
He has the victory over death.
他那时候可以在从死亡中得胜。
Why? Because he has redeemed every single one of us from death.
因为他把我们所有的人可以从死里救出来。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
我们可以翻开希伯来书第二章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same, that through death he might destroy him who hath the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15.
15节
And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So we can see in the book of Hebrew also tell us, every single one of us, we must die one time or another.
所以希伯来书这里我们可以看到我们每一个人都是要死过一次。
But that's only talking about the physical death.
可是那是讲血肉肢体的死。
But the spiritual death, we can live forever.
可是在灵里的死我们就不需要。
Why? Because through the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督借着自己上十字架。
That's why in verse 14 it said that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
那十四节这一讲特要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
So we can say to ourselves, our Lord God himself is an almighty God.
所以我们要跟自己说神是全能的神。
Why does the devil have the power of death?
为什么魔鬼有掌死权呢？
I see Satan has no power of death at all.
实际上魔鬼没有掌死不是掌死权。
But rather this verse tells us, any one of us who live under sin, we live under Satan.
这也是要告诉我们，在罪里活着的人，就是活在撒旦之下。
And those who live under Satan, he has the power to he has the power of death over us.
那如果是活在撒旦之下的话呢，他就可以控制那些人的死权。
Because whoever live under the control of Satan on the end days will be go to everlasting punishment in hell.
因为在撒旦掌控之中的人，在末日的时候必须回到地狱去。
But actually, our Lord Jesus Christ come to shed his blood for every single one of us.
可是事实上耶稣基督来到世上流血是为每一个人流的。
He come to release every single one of us from the hand of Satan.
他来是救我们每一个人从撒旦之手中出来。
So even though we can die physically.
所以我们可以肉身中会死。
But spiritually we have the hope to be with our Lord Jesus Christ forever.
可是灵里面我们有与神同在的盼望。
That's why without the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, no one have the hope for eternal life.
所以如果没有耶稣基督的话，没有一个人都会有，没有一个人会有永生的盼望。
So through his death, he gives us the right to eternal life.
所以耶稣基督借着死赐给我们永生。
And through his death, he become the source of life for every single one of us.
因为耶稣基督的死，他成为每一个人永生的泉源。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 1.
请翻开约翰福音第一章。
The book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音十一，第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰福音一章四节。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
约翰福音一章四节，生命在他里头，这生命是人的光。
It say here, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
这里说，生命在神里面，这生命就是人的光。
Actually, if our Lord Jesus Christ only come to this world and die in this world.
如果耶稣基督来这个世上，在世上死了。
And then if our Lord Jesus Christ did not resurrect it again.
如果耶稣基督没有复活的话。
And then truly he cannot, we cannot have life inside of him.
那我们就没有在他里面没有办法得到生命。
Because if he died did not resurrect again, this means he has no power to overcome death.
因为如果耶稣基督死了却没办法复活的话，这样子他没办法战胜。
But rather, not only did he die in this world.
可是耶稣基督不止在这世
上死了 But also he resurrected.
而且他复活
So when he resurrected, he showed the power and dominion over death.
所以他复活的时候他就在死面前显圣
Actually, if our Lord Jesus Christ only died, only resurrected, then we still have no hope to be with him for eternal life.
其实如果耶稣基督只是单纯的复活的话那我们还是没有永生的盼望
But rather, our Lord Jesus Christ not only died, not only resurrected, but also will come backto take every single one of us with him again.
可是耶稣基督他不只死了复活了而且在末日还要再来领我们回去。
So that's why he is the life and resurrection.
所以他是复活是生命。
Because life is inside of him.
因为生命在耶稣里面。
So that's why for us we need to have life inside of us also.
所以我们也要有生命在我们里面。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is not only a source of life, but also he is the giver of life.
所以耶稣基督不只是生命的泉源他也是赐我们生命的
For example, if I have $1,000
比如说如果我有一千块
You can say I have $1,000
你可以说我有一千块
But for you to have my money, I need to give it to you
可是如果你要有我的钱的话那我必须把钱给你
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ
就像耶稣一样
Yes, he is the source of life
他是生命的泉源。
If he doesn't give us a source of life, we have no life inside of us.
可是如果耶稣基督没有把这生命给我们的话，我们里面就没有
生命。So that's why Lord Jesus Christ not only the source of life, he also is the giver of life.
所以这就是为什么耶稣基督不只是生命的泉源，他也是赐我们生命的人。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
请翻开约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17 verse 2.
约翰福音十七章第二节。
John chapter 17 verse 2.
约翰福音十七章第二节。
As you haven't given him authority.Over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
约翰福音十七章第二节，正如你曾赐给他权的权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ not only is the source of life, he also is the giver of life.
所以耶稣基督不只是生命的泉源，他也是赐给别人生命的。
Because during his time, he said to the Heavenly Father, "You have given authority all over the flesh."
因为这里耶稣跟他的天父说，正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气
的。And that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is the resurrection and life.
这就是为什么我们耶稣基督是复活是生命。
Because he is the source of life.
因为他是生命的泉源。
And he is the giver of life.
他也是赐给别人生命的。
But actually, if he's a source of life, he's a giver of life, if he's not a sustainer of life, then all of us will worship him for nothing.
而且，如果他是生命的泉源，也赐给我们生命，可是却不能维持这个生命的话，那我们敬拜他也是没有功效的。
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ, he also is a sustainer of our life.
因为耶稣基督也是可以维持着生命的。
So this means every single one of us here sitting in the church, he, God protect us and give us spiritual life.
这也是说我们在座的每一位神都保护我们，赐给我们永生。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
请翻开约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6 verse 51.
约翰福音第六章第五十一节。
John chapter 6 verse 51.
约翰福音六章五十一节。
I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give him is my flesh, which I shall give him for the life of this world.
约翰福音六章五十一节，我是从天上降下来生命的粮。人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ is the living bread from heaven.
因为我们事实上，我们耶稣基督就是天上赐给的。
So as a living bread, he sustains us through our daily lives.
因为耶稣是生命的粮，所以他们维持我们，让我们的灵命活着。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ not only a source of life, not only a giver of life, he also a sustainer of life.
所以耶稣基督不只是生命的泉源，不只是赐生命的，他也是维持生命的。
All of this is possible because he have died for us, he resurrected for us, and then he will come back again to take us with him.
他能做到这些，是因为他在世上死了，从死里复活，而且末日将要再临。
So that's why for every single one of us as a chosen people of God,
所以对我们每一个选民来讲，
we really need to think and reflect about this.
我们真的要好好的思考。跟反省这句话。
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life,
因为耶稣基督虽然是生命的泉源。
Even though He's the giver of life,
虽然他是赐生命的。
Even though He's the sustainer of life,
虽然他是维持生命的。
But do we tap into this source of life?
可是我们有去接近这生命的泉源吗？
Do we receive this thing that gives us life?
我们有接受他所赐我们的生命吗？
For example, the outlet is on the wall.
比如说。墙壁上有插电的插头。
We know the outlet itself have electricity inside of it.
我们知道电插头里面有电源。
So we have a lamp we can plug into it, and then the lamp can become a light to shine.
那如果我们有一盏灯的话，把插头插进去，那灯就会亮。
But if we do not plug in that lamp, there's no light in that lamp.
可是插头如果不插进去的话，灯就不会亮。
So just like for every single one of us.
那就像我们一样。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God.
我们知道耶稣基督是真神。
But every day we live our life, do we tap into the source of life?
可是我们每天在世上活着的时候，我们有接近他吗？
But actually, because He's the source of life, because He's the giver of life, because He's the sustainer of life, we should make Him as an object of our life.
因为耶稣基督是生命的泉源，是赐生命的，是维持生命的，所以我们也要把耶稣基督当作我们生活的重心。
But actually, it's very difficult for us to make our Lord Jesus Christ to be an object of our life.
所以事实上，可是对我们来讲，这是非常困难、非常难做到的。
But if we don't make Him as an object of our life, then truly we have no life inside of us.
可是如果我们不把耶稣基督当作我们生活的一个中心、一个目标的话，我们我们灵里面就没生命了。
Let's turn the book of Philippians chapter 1.
请翻开腓立比书。
The book of Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
腓立比书第一章第一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
腓立比书第一章第一节。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
这里保罗说，但我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
You can see that during this time, Paul truly is a great prophet of God.
这里保罗是真是神的先知。
He concluded that for him to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
他说他活着，他活着就是基督，死了便有益处。
Because he knows that Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life.
因为他知道耶稣基督是生命的
泉源。So every single one of us sitting here, we also need to make this determination for this new year.
所以我们在座的每一位都要在这新年立了一个新的志向。
We should not make the world is the object of our life.
我们不要把目标放在世上。
But rather we need to make our Lord Jesus Christ to be the object of our life.
我们要把重心，要把耶稣基督当作我们生活的目标。
Because the world is not the source of our life.
因为我们的力量来源并不是这世界。
And the world cannot give us life.
这世界也不能赐我们生命。
And the world cannot sustain our life.
这世界也不能维持我们的生命。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ can do all these three things.
只有我们的耶稣基督可以做这三件事情。
So this means we need to make Him as an object of our life.
这就是为什么我们要把耶稣基督当作我们生命的中心。
But then we can say to ourselves, how can we make our Lord Jesus Christ be an object of our life?
然后我们可以问我们自己，我们要如何把耶稣基督当作我们生活的中心？
Let's turn the book of Romans.
请翻开罗马书。
The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23.
罗马书第六章第二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节 ,23.
Chapter 6, verse 23.
罗马书六章第二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督，基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And verse 23, the wages of sin is death.
这里二十三节可以看到，罪的工价就是死。
But this free gift of God is eternal life.
可是神赐给我们的乃是永生。
So that's why every single one of us, we need to receive this free gift.
所以我们每一个人都要去得到这个免费的礼物。
We need to receive this life inside of us.
我们要把永生迎接到我们生命里面。
But sometimes, really, when we've been in Christ for a long time,
可是有的时候我们信神已经证
实。We just feel sometimes that, you know, we just live a life of complacency.
我们都活在自满之中。
It seems like we don't need our Lord Jesus Christ.
感觉生活中好像不需要。
It seems like we don't need to read the Word of God.
好像也不需要读经。
It seems like we don't need to pray to God.
好像我们生活中不祷告也不会怎样。
Why? Because seem in our life everything is complete already.
因为在我们生活中我们什么都不缺。
So because of this, truly we do not motivate ourselves to draw ourselves closer to God.
是因为这如此，所以我们没有这样接近神的动力。
But our Lord Jesus Christ already told us.
可是耶稣基督已经告诉我们了。
That the narrow gate is very few people will enter through it.
得永生是的是进窄门的。
Because the narrow gate is a difficult way to enter.
因为窄门是难进的。
So that's why every single one of us truly we need to try harder.
所以我们每一个人都要更加努力。
We need truly to have this life inside of us.
我们每一个人都要把永生在我们的心里。
But for us to have this life inside of us, we need to drink the water of life.
可是我们灵里面要有生命的话，我们必须喝灵的泉源。
Because without having the water of life, then inside of us, we cannot live.
如果没有这个灵里的水的话，我们也没办法活着。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 22.
请翻开启示录第二十二章。
The book of Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Chapter 22 verse 17.
启示录二十二章的十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
启示录二十二章十七节，圣灵和心腹都说，来，听见的人也该来，来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Actually, in the Bible, hardly any verses are repeated three times.
在圣经里面有很少的经节这样子重复来说三次。
But here, in verse 17, it repeat comes three times.
那在十七节这里说来讲了三次。
See, and the Spirit and the Bride say come.
因为这里说圣灵和心腹说来。
And let him hear who say come.
听见的人也来。
And let him who thirst come.
口渴的人也当来。
Who desire, let him take the water of life freely.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
I see in our church truly we are blessed among all other people.
在我们教会之中是我们是真的在众民中被祝福的。
Because God have granted us the promise of the Holy Spirit.
因为神赐给我们应许的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the water of life.
圣灵就是生命的水。
This water of life has given to us freely.
这生命的水是白白赐给我们的。
But sometimes we do not want to take this water of life.
可是有的时候我们并不愿意取这生命的水。
The only way we can take this water of life free, we need to pray and be filled with the Spirit of God.
得到这生命水的条件就是我们必须跪下祷告，让圣灵充满。
So not that we only need this water of life, we also need to eat the bread of life.
我们不只要喝生命的水，我们要吃生命的粮。
Because remember, every time we talk about life, we talk about a spiritual life, not a physical life.
我们每次在教会提到生命的时候，我们是在讲灵命，并不是这世上的生命。
Actually, we can eat many things to sustain a physical life.
我们活在这世界上需要吃各样的食物。
But a spiritual life, we do not eat, we do not drink the water of life.
可是如果我们灵命不喝生命的水，
If we do not eat the bread of life,
如果不吃生命的粮，
then truly have no life inside of us.
那我们的灵命就不在里面。
And even though we can walk physically and we be alive physically, but spiritually, inside we are dead.
虽然我们可以行走，好像在肉身中是活着，可是灵里面我们却是死了。
Let's turn back to the book of John chapter 6.
我们翻回来约翰福音第六章。
The book of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 35.
约翰福音第六章第三十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 35.
约翰福音六章三十五节。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst.
约翰福音六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
So spiritually, we need to live.
我们在灵里面，我们需要活
着。If we want to live spiritually, we need to partake at this bread of life.
可是灵命如果要活着的话，我们必须领受生命的粮。
So we need to drink the water of life. We need to eat this bread of life.
所以我们必须喝生命的水，吃灵里的粮。
So we can have the strength.To walk in a light of life.
所以我们才能有力量行走这永生的道路。
Actually, if we do not eat the bread of life,
如果我们不吃生命的粮，
our eyes cannot be open to see that we need to walk in the light of life.
那我们的眼睛就看不见，我们就不能走这生命的道路。
If we do not partake the living water,
如果我们不喝生命的水，
we do not have the strength to walk through this light of life.
我们也没有力量可以走这永生的道路。
That's why for a Christian, truly, this narrow gate is very difficult.
所以对基督徒来讲，真的这个窄门是
很难进的。We need to do many things for us to be saved.
我们要做很多事情来得救。
Even though the day to be baptized, we have the hope for eternal life.
虽然我们在受洗的那天已经有永生的盼望了。
It doesn't mean that every single one of us is going to make it to the heavenly kingdom.
可是这真的代表我们每一个人都可以到天国吗？
Just like the Israelites.
就像以色列人一样。
Even though God had brought them from the land of Egypt.
虽然神领他们出了埃及。
Even though God performed a great miracle, make them walk through the dry land over the Red Sea.
虽然神行了大神迹让他们过红海。
But on the end, those who are 20 and older, from 600,000 people, only 2 people enter the land of Canaan.
可是所有以色列民20岁以上的只有两个人进
家里。So really, it's very few people will enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以真的，我们进天国的人是少的。
Just like the time of Noah.
就像挪亚的时代一样。
There must be millions of people live on earth during that time.
那时候在世上有百万人。
But only 8 people were saved.
可是得救的只有八位。
So that's why for every single one of us, we need to gird ourselves for this new year.
所以我们每一个人都要在这新年立了新的志向。
We need to think and reflect about our lives.
我们要回想我们的生命。
Do we truly have life inside of us?
我们生命里面真的有灵命。
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed that He is the resurrection and life.
虽然我们耶稣基督说他是复活是生命。
But we ourselves need to take hold on our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是我们自己要抓住耶稣基督。
Because with our Lord Jesus Christ, we have no life inside of us.
因为如果没有耶稣的话，我们里面就没有生命。
If we don't have a Lord Jesus Christ inside of us, we have no strength to walk in this life.
我们生命里面如果没有基督的话，我们也没有力量行走这永生的道路。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
请翻开约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
约翰福音第八章十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of this world. He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
约翰福音八章十二节，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
So for us as a chosen people of God,
所以对于我们来讲是神的选民。
We shall not walk in darkness.
我们不要在黑暗里走。
But rather we should have the light of life inside of us.
我们要有在我们里面要有生命的光。
And we need to walk in this light.
我们要在这光明中行走。
But without eating the bread of life,
可是如果我们不吃灵粮的话，
without drinking the water of life,
不吃喝生命的水的话，
truly have no strength to walk in this light of life.
我们就没有力量在这光中行走。
But what happens if we don't walk in the light of life?
如果我们不在光中行走的话，会怎样呢？
And then our names will not be in the book of life.
那我们的名就不会记在生命册里了。
Only those who have life inside of us.
只有在里面有生命的人。
And only those who walk in the light of life.
只有在光明里行走的人。
That our name can be in the book of life.
这样子，他们的名字才能记在生命册中。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
请看翻开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 3.
腓立比书第四章第三节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 3。
腓立比书第四章第三节。
Verse 3。
第三节。
And I urge you also, through companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
腓立比书四章三节，我也求你这真实同父一二的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉的，比其余我和我一同做工的，她们名字都在生命册上。
So during this time, Paul wrote to the Philippi to encourage those members.
这里保罗写信给腓立比教会去鼓励那些的信徒。
And he listed several names those who are in the book of life.
他有把在生命册里的名字其中几个人举出来。
And all these names are the ones that truly serve God.
因为这些名字这些人都是真心服侍神的。
All these names are the ones that labor for the gospel.
他们都是与为神同受厄的。
So have the right for the name to be in the book of life.
所以如果我们要把我们的名字记载在生命册上的话，
Just like every one of us here.
就像我们在座的每一位
We need a name to be in the book of life.
我们需要我们把我们的名字记在生命册上。
If our name is not in the book of life and our Lord Jesus Christ come again, truly, we have no life inside of us.
如果我们名字不在生命册上，当耶稣基督来的时候，我们就知道我们的生命没有灵命。
If we have no life inside of us, and then we do not receive the crown of life.
如果我们没有灵命的话，我们最后也没办法得着那永生的冠冕。
Just like the Apostle Paul.
就像使徒保罗一样。
He said he have fought a good fight.
他打过美好的仗。
He have run a good race.
他跑进当跑的路。
Now this crown of life is waiting for him.
当有永生的冠冕为他存留。
So this is the hope for every single one of us.
这应该是我们每一位的盼望。
But before we reach this hope,Truly, we need to do many things.
可是当我们要得到这盼望之前，我们必须做很多事情。
But our goal is for every one of us to receive the crown of life.
我们的目标是在座每一位都可以得到永生的冠冕。
Let's turn to the book of James.
请翻开雅各书。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书第一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书一章十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
雅各书一章十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试炼之后，并有生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Actually, before we receive the crown of life,
在我们得着生命冠冕之前
we must endure many temptations.
我们必须忍受所有很多试探。
We must endure many hardships.
我们必须忍受很多的苦。
So that's why for every single one of us, if our life goes smoothly every single day, this means two things.
所以在我们当中，如果我们每天的生活过得都很好的话，这代表
两件事。Either we live according to the things of this world.
可能我们是在照世界上的人的
方法活着。Or we always read the Bible and we pray to God always.
或者是我们每天都有读经祷告。
But beside that, truly, our life will be full of burdensome.
可是事实上我们活在这世上就是要会受苦有重担。
So that's why for 2007 we truly need to think and reflect about ourselves.
所以在2007年的来临的时候我们必须好好反省自己。
Because for sure that Lord Jesus Christ will come back again.
因为耶稣基督必定再临。
But when we come back again, do we have life inside of us?
可是当耶稣基督再来的时候我们里面有生命吗？
So I challenge every one of us.
所以我鼓励大家。
For 2007, reflect on our spiritual life.
在2007年，我们要反省我们里面。
To see if we're still in the faith of God or not.
是不是我们还在神的信仰里面？
If we're not in the faith, we need to come back to be in the faith.
如果我们离开神的信仰，我们必须回归。
If we're in the faith, truly we know we have life inside of us.
如果我们活在神的信仰里面，我们才能正确的知道我们有灵命。
Because the God that we worship, He is the resurrection and life.
因为我们所拜的神是复活，是生命。
Because through His death, He overcome death for every single one of us.
因为借着神的死，他让我们每一个人得永生。
And through His resurrection, He give us the He become the source of life.
神的借着他的复活，他成为生命的泉源。
So because he become the source of life, he also can give his life inside of us.
因为神是生命的泉源，他也可以把这生命赐给我。
But we ourselves need to go and partake from this life.
可是我们自己要前往去参与这个
生命。So in our lives, you need to make our Lord Jesus Christ to be the object of our life.
所以我们活着要以耶稣基督为生命的中心。
If we truly want to make our Lord Jesus Christ to be the object of our life, and then we will partake the water of life.
如果耶稣基督是我们生活的重心的话，我们才会去喝生命的水。
We will partake the bread of life.
我们才会领生命的粮。
So this means reading the word of God always.
所以我们要常常读耶稣神的话。
This means praying to God always.
我们常常要跟神祷告。
And only then they can have the strength to walk in the light of life.
这样子我们才有力量走这生命之道。
Only when we walk in the light of life, we can have a name in the book of life.
我们要走这生命之道，我们才能把我们的名字记载在生命册中。
Only that we have a name in the book of life, that we can receive the crown of life when our Lord Jesus Christ come again.
因为只有我们的名字在生命册里，我们才能在最后领受生命的冠冕。
So truly, may God help every single one of us.
所以真的，请神帮助我们每一
位。This is my encouragement for New Year 2007.
这是我在新年2007年来临的时候。与大家的勉励。
But this encouragement not only for you, also for myself.
这个勉励并不是给大家的，而是也是对我自己的。
Because when I think back about 2006,
因为当我回想2006年的时候
，these many things I fall short of God's glory.
在很多事上我都亏欠神的荣耀。
But nevertheless, I have the hope of 2007 I can become a better person.
可是我在2007年我有盼望我要让自己变得更好。
And I have the hope that for all of you in 2007 to become a better person also.
我也希望我们每一个人在2007年都能够变得更好的人。
If you are stronger,
如果我们能够更强壮
stronger,
如果我自己可以更强壮
then the whole church will be stronger.
这样子整个教会就刚
强起来了 if the whole church is stronger, God will bring many people to add to our church.
如果教会刚强起来的话神就会带领很多人加添在我们教会里
and if God be able to add many people to our church then his name will be glorified.
如果教会的人数增加神的名也会得到荣耀
and if his name is glorified then truly we can say to ourselves to live is Christ and to die is gain.
如果神的名在我们身上得到荣耀的话我们才能说活着是基督
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the object of our life.
因为神基督耶稣是我们生命应该的
重心。The purpose we live in this life is to glorify His name.
我们活在这世界上的目的就是要荣耀神的名。
So we can also be glorified with Him.
这样子我们才能与神一同得到荣
耀。Because we are His chosen people.
因为我们是神的选民。
We are the one that have been granted to be called children of Him.
我们是被选的，是神的儿女。
So may God help us.
求神帮助我们。
May God strengthen us.
求神赐给我们力量。
Let's sing a hymn 352.
我们请翻开赞美诗352首。